Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it. Perfect start to the year. We've just had to do a big old clap.
Welcome back, Bedwetters.
Oh, God, it feels good to be back.
It actually really does feel good to be back.
There's something about these chairs. There's something about everyone being in the room. There's something about you.
There's something about Mary. You actually took the words out of my mouth.
Were you going to say that?
I was going to say that. But there...
You took the words out of
my mouth. No, we can't start. We cannot start the year like this.
So sorry.
We've missed you, Bedwetters.
I really have missed being here talking shit for an hour and a half.
I really have missed this. Have enjoyed being out and about bumping into bedwetters
in real life.
But have missed sitting down here spinning yarns.
Have you had some good bedwetter interactions?
I've had some rippers. Oh.
I've had some absolute rippers. I had a group of 19-year-old girls Uber to Toddy's because I was there. And started FaceTiming all their mates. Whoa!
Yeah, you FaceTimed me.
Yeah, and then we FaceTimed you. It was the most wild thing I've ever seen. It was like, fucking awesome.
Well, I just had a... So my interaction has been a little different.
Uh-huh.
I was on the escalators yesterday and a guy recognised me. He just goes, piss off! And I just started laughing. And then I got to the top of the escalator. I was like, wait, was... Is that aggressive? I was like, was he?
He's had enough.
And I was walking down, like, getting some shit, and I was like, well, he wasn't smiling when he told me to piss off. So maybe he didn't. Maybe he fucking hated me.
He's over daddy.
I'm daddy, by the way.
You are.
Yeah, been running into a lot of good bedwetters. Shout out to Jacob Wood, just because I had to write that in my notes because he said, you fucking better shout me out on the next podcast. Mine is seemingly a little more aggressive than yours.
I had a guy at the my local alcohol shop who goes, Lou, bedwetters for life. And he's like, I'll give you a fucking discount, mate.
No way.
Like 20% off the copious amounts of alcohol is buying. Copious amounts of alcohol.
Right. Well, I had one the other day.
Are we just going to keep laughing each other?
No, well, this is. I think it's the distinct difference between yours and my interactions. You're getting people coming to, Ubering to the places you are just to get a photo with you, giving you discounts, free stuff. I had one the other day where he said, oi, fucking bedwetters. Right? And I said, yeah. He got out of the car. He coward punched me, knocked me to the ground, robbed me, stole my wallet. Kicked me in the guts and said, you ain't shit on that podcast, you fucking prick.
Yeah.
Lulu the shit.
And then he said, you fucking go back to Vaucluse or I will come back over here, put you in a headlock and shove this up you.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And he goes, why are you crying, you little bitch? And then he took a video of me crying. He goes, I'm sending this to every single... He owns a modelling agency.
Uh-huh.
All supermodels. And he goes, I'm sending this to every single one of my clients. So they all saw the video of me crying on the...
Did you...
On the ground.
Did you go home and cry again?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I set him up.
Right.
I paid him to do that.
Okay.
I wanted it to finally be Armin Will.
Right.
I wanted to start the year right.
Yeah.
But you're a tough man.
Well, he was limbless, so his punches didn't hold that much weight.
Okay.
And it took a long time for him to actually get away.
Okay.
Because he did not have prosthetics. Let me be very clear.
Quite the man I needed for.
I think he was a formaldehyde baby. He was also 92. So.
A what baby?
Formaldehyde. Do you know that fucking thing? When was the formaldehyde thing, Dior? There was like a drug that they gave. They're called formaldehyde babies. It was like a fucking. Is it thalidomide? Formaldehyde. Oh yeah, yeah,
thalidomide. Josh has got the word wrong.
Thalidomide.
Thalidomide was late 50s and 60s. When, like, the babies were being born and stuff.
Yes, thalidomide. Fuck, pretty fucking close, crew.
Not spot on though.
Yeah, formaldehyde is like a gas that does stuff.
Good explanation.
Yeah, yeah.
A gas that does stuff. Sayonara, Dior.
Okay, no, it's used as a preservative. Yeah, was right. It's used
to preserve hides.
More trees and stuff.
A thalidomide. Yeah, I think he was a thalidomide baby. So that it was like a fucking inner drug or some shit, and then babies were being born with deformities.
That's like when there was a man who went round and put in all the Panadols, he put some type of thing that killed everyone.
Sorry?
A man put heaps of stuff in the Panadol packets that wasn't Panadol, and he killed everyone.
You know what I was hoping for?
It was like
for?
The Panadol killer.
You know what I was hoping for, Lou?
What?
I was for a fresh slate. We'd done some research. We'd got better at our craft. We'd come back. We've done. We've come back. I'm talking about fucking formaldehyde.
The Panadol killer.
And the fucking Panadol killer.
Oh.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
Oh.
Okay.
Well.
Anyway.
Should I open this?
Yeah.
You guys know it was my birthday in November, right?
Yeah.
Everyone was aware. I turned 30 in November.
Lou's got more. We come back from the fucking holidays. She's got a present sitting on her seat.
And Jart's tried to steal it, but it literally says Lulu Delden.
Correct.
It's from Cameron Chandelier.
Diaz. Chandelier.
It feels hard. I feel like it feels like a jewelry case or something. Ooh, it looks like a fancy. This looks fancy.
Oh my God. Is that a fucking fake Rolex?
Cameron sent a fake Rolex. You have to put it on,
dude.
Dart.
Show me that.
Holy fuck, that's good, Cameron.
Fuck, that looks real.
Nice try, champ. Stuck to the. Oi, I love how he would have gone to like Thailand or Bali or something and been like bedwetters.
Oi, fuck, that is the best one.
I mean,
give it here.
I'm trying to open it for you, you ungrateful little fuck.
I'll take this.
Here you go. Mummy and daddy, like.
Wow.
Put it on.
Okay.
Put it on your big old wrist. Put it on your big old wrist, your big old wristy king.
Okay.
Yeah, someone looks good.
I like how you can barely tell this is fake, but the fact that when you move your hand, the hand's just willy-nilly, just they've got no structure to
it. Who needs the time when you look that good?
Fuck, maybe I should get a Rolex now, though. I mean, look at that.
It does look good.
But then maybe I just keep this.
Well, you could just, well, it's mine.
That metal knob.
It was gifted to me. See, Lulu Delden.
Well, how about this?
Jarchi Delden.
So we know that you're not an ungrateful piece of shit. I think maybe you should swap this out because it is a present to you, right? It's a gift to you.
Uh-huh.
So I think you should probably maybe put this on. Swap it out.
You want this one?
You hear me that? Hear me that? Now you swap.
I don't want to do that.
No.
I don't trust
you. Don't be disrespectful to the present.
I don't trust you. You told me once you were going to rob me because I was wearing an Hermes bracelet.
I'm not going to rob you.
You're under my bed.
I'm not. You know, just take that off. Put this on. Let's test it.
This won't fit your wrists.
It's fine.
This is for the wristy queen.
I know.
Not the wristy king.
There you go.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'm putting on the new Rolly, everyone.
Thank you.
There we go.
All right, cool. Well, I will see you guys later.
I am off to the pawn shop. Hey, why is it called a pawn shop, but it's spelled P-A-W-N and not P-O-R-N?
Sorry. I had to come back that one. Because pawn and porn are different. Because it's not a shop full of... Fuck, your wrist is tight. It's like a ring. Look how small her wrist is.
Hey, this wrist does wonders, Jack.
Oh, my days. It must be like a... Like a
what?
Your wrist must be like some gidgee wood.
What's that mean?
Like gidgee wood is used to like beat, I think it's used to like club fucking animals on the head. It's like a strong wood, right? It's a thin, strong, really dense wood, gidgee wood. That's what your wrist is like because it's so small, but you profess yourself to be the queen of wristies. So you must have worked that thing so it's like a thick bit of gidgee. You got a gidgee wrist.
I've just got these muscles. I like tense them and it's just like.
She's got that gidgee wrist.
Okay, give it back now.
No, you've got your Rolex and I've got mine. I'll just wear it on my three fingers.
Hey, senorita, now that we've covered a lot of very highbrow gear.
Yeah.
Tell us about the bloody engagement.
Daddy's dropped an A.
Daddy had a dusty little knee.
I'm Daddy, by the way. Dusted it up. Knees were bruised. Finally, it was me instead of Steph for once.
Hey.
Excuse me. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Now, I told you not to speak those words.
That's correct. Here, you can have your real rolly back. Thank you. Devastating stuff. Just lost 40 grand. So bedwetters, I did dust the knee. Now, Steph loves Palm Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, she had told me that if it doesn't happen by the end of the year, it's over for us.
So you thought, let's do it, 8 days before the end of the year's over? Push the boundaries.
I was like, I'm going to teach her a little lesson about, like, let's push it to the limit.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, no, basically, I wanted to do it a little bit earlier. But what I didn't realise, Lulu, I don't know if any other bedwetter knows this, but I suppose the ones that are married do. I didn't realise you just couldn't walk into a jeweler and get a fucking ring.
No.
Which to me is insane.
Well, some you can, but like.
But you got to pay extra dough. Yeah. Which, like, is what?
Yeah.
It's like, imagine going into a fucking shirt shop and being like, hey, bro, love that shirt, want it. He's like, absolutely not. You're like, why? He goes, can't have it. Pay us $5,000 more for
the shirt.
And you can have it right now. I'd really love it. It's sitting right there.
I can see it.
I can physically, I'm holding it.
It's in my eyesight.
And he's, nah, not today. You can have it in 12 weeks.
So did you go in and go, and kind sir, at the jeweler shop, I will take that one. So, and he went, shove it up your ass.
Pretty sexist to assume that everyone that works in a jeweler is a man. It was a female serving me, Lou. Christ, 2024 hasn't changed a bit. So Ella, Eddie's misso, had kindly given me a bit of direction aesthetically what to fucking
Otherwise,
do.
Otherwise you would have got like a fucking VB. Like
can. It would have been a burger ring.
This was about to say a VB can made into some type of like rock hard ring.
Correct, just with a bit of granite. Mm. Yeah, correct. Here's your rock. But I decided that I wouldn't and I'd go for the diamonds. Apparently girls love them.
Hey, you know what they say, Judge? Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Well, they'd fucking want to be.
You're a bit devastated about the price of it?
Nah. So I was like, rightio. So I go into the shop. I'm like, mate, this is what I'm thinking, blah, blah, blah. She pulls it out. She's like, oh, just gorgeous. Then you go in and they fucking give you a 3-hour fucking lecture on the clarity and the fucking all this other
shit.
You
got to know what you're buying. Clarity's a big one.
I was like, mate, I don't know. Just give me mid-tier, high-tier, low-tier. How much is the low-tier, sister?
Hey, you got any lower than the low?
Show me the low tier, mid, and high next to each other, and I'm going to distinguish from the naked eye. I can tell any fucking difference. Anyhow, so I said, beauty. Yeah, nah, I like this one. I reckon she'll love it. I said, let's get that. I'll do that. She's like, okay. Well, we'll source the diamonds. And I said, well, you've sourced them. They're sitting in front of me. I'm holding the fucking things. And
take that home right now.
Yeah, she's like, not how it works. I'm like, well, I was kind of planning on, I wanted to kind of do this on our 5th year anniversary. I was like, that's
perfect.
You
guys went to the Gold Coast.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like that feels right. Which was in a few weeks' time.
Yeah.
And she's like, nah, buddy. she's like, I think it was going to take sort of 10 weeks. And I'm like, fuck me swinging. So I'm like, okie doke. Well, that's out the window. So
you're just getting closer and closer to the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm just like, Jesus, fucking
like,
thing.
She's like, it's actually ready on the 1st of January 2024. You're like, hey, hey, that can't fucking happen. I need it now.
Yeah, if that happened, I already would have received the cease and desist letter from Steph.
Get your shit, you're out.
So I fucking, the ring eventually arrives. And I'm so bad with shit, losing shit, forgetting shit. Mm. It, you know, just my brain, that's the way it works. I was like, holy dooly. I'm panicked about having this. But I'm like, but I'm going to be okay. I've just got to pick it up from the jewelry store, get it home. I'm going to put it in a place where Steph would never look. Where would you think that would be?
In your man cave in that big Star Wars helmet.
Close. Drill set. Not one, Steph has never picked up a drill in her life. For no reason. She never had to.
See, I would go that would be a bit nerve-wracking to put it there.
Dude, let me tell you, maybe for you, Dal, maybe because you've had to put shit together.
And, yeah, I love my drill.
Steph.
You know me, I'm always...
You fucking love them. Steph hasn't touched a drill in her life. So I'm like, where should I put this? Go up in the man cave. I see the drill set and I'm like, perfect.
Yeah.
That is actually perfect.
Yep.
Put the box in there, put some shit over it, blah, blah, blah. Drills back in, whatever. I go out on the town that night, had something going on. I get back to the man cave, fucking pass out in my man cave, go to sleep, wake up the next morning, and all my drills are pulled out and not put back in. And I wake up and I'm like, I'm hungover, and I wake up and I look and I go, the fuck? And I was like, did I? Because I got so blind, I was like, oh, I must have got home.
Double checked it was
and
there.
And just had a look at it. Because I was quite excited about it, you know what I mean? I'm like, right? And I convinced myself that has to have happened. Because I was sort of wigging out going, fuck me. But I'm like, what the fuck would Steph need my drills for? Like, that's I've obviously done that when I'm pissed. Anyway, whatever. Get up to Palm Beach. We go to the beach. I was planning on doing like on the beach where... Because she loves Palmy, loves the beach. But then there was people around. I'm like, oh, I'm not a public proposer.
You want a private proposal. It's you and
yeah. And I just would panic. I just panicked me a bit. I'm like, no, people around.
You'd be so awkward.
Yeah, even though she would, I don't know. Maybe she would have been awkward too. So I'm like, fuck. And I've literally got the ring in my jocks. Mm. It's sitting in my jocks. And then she's like, let's go for a swim.
Looks like you've got a cock.
Yeah, a square, a block cock. I've got a block.
Steph goes for a little fit.
Yeah, that. Weirdly enough, I was a bit worried about that in
that
the drive.
Happen.
Well, you know, you never know. I actually was concerned about that, but fucking. She's like, let's go for a swim. I'm like, yeah, after you, doll. And she's like, okay, I'm gonna go. I'm like, yeah, I'll meet you in there. And I'm just sort of lying there. I'm like, I'm just reading this or whatever. And then she's walking down the beach. I have to, with families and people, beach girls all around me, then put my hand down my pants like this while I'm looking around. And so I'm a fully grown adult male, half naked on the beach with his hand down his pants, pull the ring out, wrap it up in my shirt, put on the towel. I'm like, how the fuck am I going to do this? There was no people at the back of the beach. I'm like, okay, when I leave, I'm like, okay, maybe I'll do it at the back there. Sand was too hot. It was burning my little feet. So I was like, this is too much.
This sounds like an absolute disaster. So like the shittest engagement of all time you're painting. Sand too hot.
It was, the sand was too hot. We were going like this.
Why didn't you follow her in to the water?
I'm fucking ringing the water with waves.
Was
my worst
wavy?
Nightmare. You know what I mean? So anyway, we're in the car. I've put it back in the jocks.
It's gone back in.
Yeah, but I was worried.
You decided not to do it then and there.
Of course. But then,
so
I
then
was,
you've readjusted again on the beach. Everyone's going, who's this little sex addict over there?
Correct, Amundi. I actually got reported to the police. It was not a good weekend. So I get fucking in the car, and that's when I was worried that maybe if she was feeling a little frisky, she'd be like, hello. And I'm like, if she does, I've got to literally go, no, I'm not in the mood.
Get your hands off.
Yeah, fuck, I'm not a piece.
I did not ask for this.
I'm not a piece of meat, woman. Back off. So we get back to the apartment. She's like, I'm going to put some makeup on, blah, blah, blah. We'll go for lunch. She's like, I don't really feel that pretty. And I'm like, So she's like, I'm going to put makeup on, have a shower, freshen up. And I'm like, that's actually great, because if she's feeling shit, I don't want her to feel shit and then like get... So I was like, great. So I said, I'm going to go wait out in the common area, have a drink and fucking just cruise. Then I'm thinking like, how do I fucking do this? I've got to do it. Mm. I know I've got to do it, but I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'm just running on the fly here. I'm like, do I set my phone up so it's like she can have that memory? But then I'm like...
Do a TikTok dance?
Yeah, yeah. Will you marry me? I would rather cut my cock off than do anything of that sort.
Perfect.
So, but then I'm like, imagine if she walks out, she's like, ready for lunch. And then she'd be like, why is your phone set up? So I was like, nah, fuck that. I said, mate, just go with your heart. Just do what feels right. So then she's walking out. She's like, ready? I'm like, yeah, let's go. And then she's walking in front of me. And I was like, fuck it. And I pulled it out. And I go, wait, did you drop this? And then she turned around and I was on one knee with the ring out. And she goes, and we'd had a big night before, keep in mind. She goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I go, well, will you marry me? I'm sort of like, will you marry me? And she goes, fuck, I'm way too fucking hungover for this. I'm like, hey, buddy.
Yes, was the answer.
I'm currently on one fucking knee, and all you've said is, oh, my God, I'm way too fucking hungover for this. And then she goes, oh, of course, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, good.
Was this in the common area?
This was in the pub of Barrenjoey House in Palm Beach. So there's like a fucking common area up the top. Mad little water dragons and stuff up there, like lizards. I love it out there. There's lizards everywhere. And then, so I did it there. It was quite nice. We were by ourselves, and then it was fucking hilarious. These couple come up just as we've done it. Steph's sort of like crying, and fucking I'm sort of like all, like you're in a weird emotional state. Yeah. Like I'm like, what do we do now? And they, this couple walks up, and they're checking into the hotel, and so it was so weird. I'm like, well, should we go for lunch? She's like, yeah. And then they're like, hello. I'm like, just got engaged, and then they just obviously didn't compute it, and they were just like, so I think we're room 8, and I was like. Yep. so then we walked
out. You're waiting for them to be like, oh my God.
No, congratulations. Because I was like, this is not a normal interaction to be watching two people. So I was like trying to justify why we were interacting like that. They didn't compute or didn't give a fuck. Just went on about, they're like, yeah, sweet, whatever. So we walked back down. Anyhow, fucking this bloke, we're like, mate, can we get that table at the front? Blah, 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 blah. And the guy was like, oh, mate, it might be booked. Let me just check for you. He's checking. And then we walk into the table and he's like, mate, how's the day going? What have you been up to? And I'm like, oh, we actually just got engaged. And he's like, cool. And then he starts moving the thing and I'm like, there's no one.
No one gives a fuck.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck? And then he's clearing the table. Like he's clearing the table, it was a 4-seater table. He's clearing the other two placemat, whatever. He's clearing and he goes, wait, hold on. He goes, you say you just got engaged? I said, yeah, literally finally. 10 minutes ago. He goes, holy shit, dude. He was like, that didn't even compute with me. He's like, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, oh, my God. And they were great. They sent over champagnes and shit. And gave us a discount and all that sort of stuff, which was lovely.
And then you just had to post a TikTok story of the...
Yeah, for them. Yeah, for them. They had to sign a contract.
Free meal. Thank you. Just got engaged. Thanks so much. Yeah. So-and-so.
But shout out to Barrenjoey House. Thanks for looking after us. It's great up there. She loves it up there. Please. So that's what we did. And then we had sort of like an impromptu like drinks the next day, which thank you to Eddie and Ella. They sort of
that
organized.
That was fun. We had a good time. We had a big shindig.
It was a fun fucking – that was a fun day. And, mate, then it's sort of been – let me tell you, Lulu, I don't know about you. Well, I do know because we discussed it in the car on the way over. But I haven't exercised once, probably since mid-December. I have been fucking drinking so much, eating so much. I have been grogging so hard and that I was actually...
Not even just like, oh, like out for dinner, like 5 drinks.
No, no,
like
no.
Drinking from like 1 p.m. to like 5 a.m.
Bussing it.
Like 30 to 40 standard.
Dude. I don't know how everyone else's holidays have been, but this is like our first sort of week back. This is my first week of normality. And I was screaming for it.
Same. I had out of like 10 days at one point, like 7 of them were massive nights.
Yeah.
Not even just like.
Why 10 one. Days in a row?
Well, judge.
What happened 10 days in a row?
I went on a date.
For 10 days.
And it didn't stop for 10 days.
Lou had a 10-day date.
Do you reckon that might be a record?
Dude, not even joking, Tops. Fucking she fucking went on a date with this bloke who's a sick cunt. Really like him.
Yeah.
And the date didn't end for 10 fucking days. It was like 6 days in and you were like, we haven't left each other's side. Like, not even an hour.
Not even 1 minute. The only time that we left each other was when I had to go to Lily's birthday lunch and you and him went to the Rojo.
Yeah, so I took over the date.
He came and met us for like 3 hours.
I was the intermediary date. I was like, don't worry, buddy. I'll look after you while Mama's gone. She's Mama, by the way.
Everyone will find this, or the bedwetters will find this wild, how I like fucking hate affection.
Yeah.
Like, strutting the Bondi promenade, like holding hands, like full, like so touchy feely. Like, what? Like, you know, you try and hug me and I go,
yeah, it's very fucked.
It's very fucked, can I tell you?
A 10-day date is incredible.
It's got to be I should actually call the Guinness World Records and check if that's the longest date, first date in history.
I'll just DM them.
Hey guys, no, just I'll, a quick
let me
one.
I'll just type it out. G'day, Guinness Book of Records. Jarch here. Are there currently any standing records, Guinness World Records, for a 10-day fuckfest? If not, please let me know and get back to me promptly because I have a phenomenal contender in my friend, confidant and business partner, Louisa Claire Daldin. Yours sincerely, Judge. Sent.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Sorry?
A 10-day FF.
Oh, sorry, is that what I said?
Yes.
I meant date.
Thank you.
Because you're not married.
First, yeah,
there'd be
first
no
date.
Premarital coitus.
A 10-day FD. First date. 10 FD.
You know one of my mates used to have this thing called FDA. What do you think that stands for?
First aid anal. How the fuck did I just get
it? You nailed that. Yes. Oh.
Dior's just put up on the screen. Their first date was 204 days long.
Fuck.
Fuck you. You've ruined my chances. What's his name? Angu Thomas.
You had 194 days to go.
Ugh.
But they're weird.
Can I tell you what happened on the first
Angu
date?
Angu Thomas.
So we were at Watto Bay. Actually, this happened first date and then second date. We're at Watson's Bay having a few drinks. And it's like my worst nightmare to... Like, you know when you got to, like, blow your nose or, like, something, you always, like, double check in the mirror or whatever?
Yeah.
I'd gone to the bathroom. Come out, like, I think I put some, like, mascara on, some lip gloss or whatever, and I'd blow my nose and then just, like, whatever, with the toilet paper. Walked back out, sat down. He'd got another drink for me and he was like, you got a little something there. Not a little something, Josh. Like... The biggest piece of snot you've ever... Like, it would have been...
No, Lou.
Like, it would have been, like, almost at my lip.
Oh, my God.
Don't you reckon that would have given you the ick straight away?
Do you know what he should have done? He goes, hey, baby. Don't. A little something there. Don't worry. I got you.
Or grabbed it with his finger. And then... The next day we went to Camp Cove and we were just lying there going for a swim. And we were just like facing each other like laughing. And he was like, there's a ginormous hair on your chin.
Oh,
and he
no.
just goes, yunk.
Oh my God. On your chinny chin chin.
And then we were like crying with laughter.
What are you, the Billy Goat's Gruff? Holy shit.
There was just so, like, I can't even, like, there was so many fucking funny things that happened over those 10 days.
Oh, my days,
I made him come for so many hot girl laps with me, like, stomps. And he was at, like, we went to Toddy's together, so he's...
Do you reckon you got papped?
Oh, my God. I was like, Daily Mail, fuck off.
I knew you were going to say Daily Mail.
Why?
I knew what you
were. Who else would I say? Hey.
News.com.au.
Sydney Morning Herald, as if they'd give a flying fuck or know who anyone is. Daily Mail's the only pap place in Australia.
I'm sure there's plenty of places you get a pap.
Well, no, there were no papping. There was some pashing, though.
What? There's plenty of places in Australia to get a pap. That's how vaginal health is. I mean, I don't know why.
Sorry, you meant the smear.
Yes, I was sorry. I wasn't talking ratsy. I was talking smears.
Right. Sorry. I thought you were talking razzies, not smears. So sorry.
As if I'd be talking paparazzi. If I'm talking paps,
you're talking
I'm
smears.
Talking smears.
So sorry. I'm so sorry,
Jack. That's fine.
Absolutely sorry.
No, it's all right. It's a misunderstanding.
It's
never,
okay.
Never let it happen again. But
it's absolutely
just know
fine.
If I'm talking paps.
It's the smears. It's not the razzies.
It's the smears.
Okay. Well, they were neither on the 10-day date.
Devastating.
Mm.
But you please continue.
Well,
please continue with your story.
Well, what else would you like to know?
Well, you were middle. I think I interrupted you midway through a story, didn't I?
Well, no, I've forgotten.
Because you were walking, doing hot laps, right?
Oh, look, Josh, the whole 10 days blurs into one. It was a great 10 days.
Sounds like it.
It was a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
A lot of laughs. A lot of giggles.
A lot of giggles.
A lot of drinking.
A lot of drinking.
We played a bit of Monopoly.
Okay. Twister come out? Did the game Twister come out?
We actually went to the game store and we got categories and I thought, should we get Twister? But then I thought, I only play Naked Twister with you and Steph.
That is true. I would have been hurt.
I know you would have. So
if
I thought,
suddenly it's all.
Keep that. There's certain things you keep out of the 10-day date.
I've always said that. There's certain things, and it's Naked Twister. You know that that's you, me, and Steph thing. All right?
Yeah.
So if it was a 20-day date, I might let it slide.
Yeah.
10 days? Not enough, kid.
One thing I have to tell the bedwetters that they'll love about this. Farmer.
He's a good country boy.
Not a finance bro.
Which is what I've been pushing on this pod since day dot, have I not,
yep.
Louisa? Now, this is why we got on. He's a good country fucking boy.
Yeah, we fucking love the country. All right.
And we just had.
We just chat about fucking.
What do you reckon?
Drafts and
housing. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Fucking the shares and the.
What do you reckon else? We're talking
sheep.
About? Yeah.
Cows, horses, beer,
yep.
Meat.
Yep.
Pokies.
Right.
Puss.
Okay.
That's all you guys spoke about at the Rojo.
Well, I actually said maybe we talk about puss because that will be the puss of my co-host. So let's just maybe refrain from that sort of yarn for a while.
That's fair enough. It's absolutely
we've only
fair
known
enough.
Each other 4 hours, so we might let's just.
We'll keep that one. You guys can keep that to your second date.
Yeah,
it's your first date.
Yeah, correct. Correct, but. Yeah, very, very funny that you, the you know the Grinch that stole Christmas? You're like the Grinch when it comes to showing affection. It's just almost sociopathic. The fact that you spent 10 days.
I know.
With someone and enjoyed it.
And someone in my bed. You know how much I love my bed to myself.
Let's answer a question for all the bedwetters. Did mummy, you're definitely mummy in this situation, by the way. Did mummy remove her koalas from her bedroom or were the Kevins?
I think both Kevins came out within about 6 hours of day one.
Jesus.
And then, do you know what? You know, I've got my two IMRs, so I've got my night cunts, which I think is kind of funny. Like you can get away with being like, oh, I've got to sleep with an IMR. So first night I'm wearing night cunts. I think second night even had night cunts on. I had both Kevins both times. He was even cuddling one of the Kevins. By the third night, I go, fuck it. I got to wear my ugly mask, the one with like, the goggles.
Fucking hell.
He said he'd just wake up some mornings. I've just got Kevin.
Like this.
I've just got Kevin. Like he said, it's just like a full bear grip on Kevin like this. And I've got this eye mask on. I'm just like.
So you're telling me, like. In the start of a relationship, you should be wearing pretty much only lingerie and he should be wearing like Calvin Klein undies that perfectly wrap up his package.
Yep.
You should both go to bed looking like both male and female models. You're telling me within 6 hours, you're wearing a fucked up eye mask, holding a toy. He's already plucked a hair out of your chin, removed snot from your nose like a baby, and now you're there cuddling a fucking soft toy with a fucked up, probably in, can I be honest, matching top and bottom pajamas?
Josh, I was naked. Somehow makes it worse that Kevin's like...
Shit, look. Look. Nah, yeah, that's redemption. That is redemption. Holy dooly.
Oh,
good
fuck.
Stuff.
Oh.
And now we're back.
Yeah, we're back. And, you know, we've laughed and we've had a good holiday.
We've laughed, we've loved.
We've...
You in love?
Jared, don't ask me those questions after 10 days, please. Save that for date 20.
Oh dear, oh dear. Yeah, good stuff. Well, should we play a bit of red light, green light for the
please.
Crew? Maybe.
We absolutely must.
I think we start
Jack.
Off the. I think we start off the first one with a fucking with a bit of red light, green light.
It feels right.
It feels right.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We had to clap because Jack was being very inappropriate.
Now listen up.
Hey,
let's do
I'm
a bit of
listening.
Red light, green light. So now you got to do the intro.
Well,
do it as a like punk rock. Do it as a punk rock singer, but not like. Do it as like
I've got it.
Like, where are you?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're time for red light, green light. And I had my, you know how they do the punk rock sign?
Yeah.
Remember that song? Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my
hair. You've tried
hair.
To sing this before, bruh.
Oh.
Isn't that some Kiwi band? Isn't that some Kiwi band?
Nah, she was Scottish. Sandy Tom.
Sandy Tom?
What was the song we tried so long to figure out? Was it, I'm not going to write you a love song?
No, it was your name. I'm a new soul, out into this strange world. Okay.
Daddy's going first.
You know why Daddy's going first? Because Mummy's come unprepared.
That is not true.
She's come unprepared.
That is not true.
She has no notes.
Mummy got a new phone and Mummy is locked out of her Gmail. So Google, if you're listening, Mummy needs help. And if you're worried who Mummy is, that's I, Louisa Claire Delden. So I'm Mummy, by the way.
She is Mummy, by the way, Google. But, I mean, I've come with just notes and just stories from the holidays. I've come with theories.
Champion.
Hold on, champion. I'm mid-scent. Now, I've thought, you know who'll come prepped? You know who will? The usual prepper, LDD.
Yeah.
She's waltzed in the 2024. She's been on a 10-day love binge. She's got flowers in her fucking hair. She's walking around, oh, whatever, I'll show up and do whatever I want. I'm floating on a little cloud of unpreparedness. So I will go first.
Well, hey.
Because yours are all old.
That little cloud of unpreparedness could still trump your prepping, chieftain.
That's one of the best points you've ever made. All right. Okay. All right. Red light. Red light, green light.
Oh, there's a sniff. I know what this fucking
Because
means.
I know the reaction I'm about to get from you. Adults building Lego.
I'm going to do an orange here.
Why? I thought you would be vehemently against this.
No, because I can see it. It's like my colouring in. I can see it being very therapeutic.
Okay, Lulu.
I don't think there's an age limb on your cuzzering in or your Legoing.
Cuzzering, yeah. Notoriously not shortening the syllables.
You know? Like, you've seen how good I've now become.
Buddy, listen.
I don't want to hear it.
Some of the shit you were sending for the holidays, I showed my mum and I was like, I'm a bit worried about Lou.
Did you think it was that bad?
And mum was like, it's fucking shocking.
Your sweet angel mother of the north said that.
But she made a great distinction. When you sent me your colouring in, shock horror, we've gone on a complete tangent. When you sent me your colouring in, using an adult's book, that's actually intricate designs. I was like, okay.
It was much better.
This is much better. Lou, you're coloring in a book for five-year-olds.
Three-year-olds, Three-year-olds.
I think Ben Wedders in the comments also made that distinction, being like, she's coloring in something that fucking infants are supposed to color in. Like, what the fuck? How's that supposed to be good?
But when I colored in that lemon and that lime and that orange, that was Angelo. Michelangelo stuff.
It was Angelo.
It was, I did the shading, although my bedmen made a very valid point. They go, since when is the fucking lemon colour in the middle brighter than the outside of the lemon? Because I did like bright yellow as the inside of the lemon. The outside was like pale.
Tremendous point. But I guess it's artistic fucking freedom.
You know?
I only say this because I went pretty ham on Christmas this year.
You got yourself some fresh leggy.
Well, I got some correct. But I knew I wasn't probably going to get that many gifts this year because I wasn't having Christmas with my family. Yes.
Well, I got you something, but you got me nothing in return.
Do you know what? I actually...
You got me something alcoholic and you drank it.
I did get you something. I just don't have it. I actually had it here when you gave me this. I believe, or whatever presents, when you gave me those rings, there was in the boot of my car. So I had it. Now I don't have it, but I have
it. You just opened the boot up and it's just you pulling the fingers at me.
Fuck you. But I just was like, oh, probably not going to get that many presents this year. So I'm like, you know what? I've seen a lot of these, like these American football players and a lot of these people who are like these fully grown adult men who are building Lego.
Mm.
And I go, you know, I like that sort of shit. I used to love that sort of shit. Walked into the fucking Lego shop in Bondi Junction. And there was the millennia, the Back to the Future car, the DeLorean.
Oh, yeah.
And I go, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to be home pre-Christmas for a couple of days. I'm going to get myself a little present. The weather was going to be inclement. It was not going to be good weather. It was going to be rainy and fucked. I'm like, I might just pour a fucking whiskey, sit down and just rip into this. It was, I couldn't stop.
It was that fun.
It was like, I was enamored by it. And it was just, I just put some fucking tunes on or just had the TV going and mate, I was just fucking.
You sold me.
Fully enveloped.
You sold me. I'm going to go buy the Hogwarts castle.
Dude, because your brain doesn't even think about anything else. You know how when you're doing something like your brain's all, like I'm watching telly, but I'm watching my fucking phone at the same time. And I'm like, there's so much stimulation. When I was doing this, all I could think about was that.
Yeah.
It was mad. Well, so I'm also, big green light. I'm a new Lego guy.
Well, you've sold me I'm a green now, but you won't be able to do that now that we're back to work. You'll be flat out, Jack.
Tell him. I mean, what am I going to do between the two times that we record this podcast?
Like, you have no time to make the car.
I mean, we record. Which is killing me.
You're going to have to put some time aside to build the car.
No, I'll wait for next Christmas when I next have time off.
Well, I was going to say, you know, like, you might have an hour on a Saturday morning, but then
I don't think you're
flat out filming content.
Lulu, it is.
I mean, you haven't done 8 ads in a row for beer brands. You're flat tack.
Fuck. On the Punters and Dribblers page, one of those. The Punters and Dribblers, shout out to Hello Sport Podcast, Tom and Eddie. The Punters and Dribblers page, so their fan group, who also intercrosses with the Bedwetters as well. We've got a few of them. fucking, they said that I'm like the infinity gauntlet. I'm trying to collect all the fucking infinity stones with their beer brand.
You've got Carlton Dry.
Coopers. I got Hahn. I got Bundyrum. I got fucking, but it's all the shit that I love.
So I mean, you're an alcoholic. It's perfect for you.
Well, let's retract that.
Sorry. You love to have a drink or two at the pub with your friends and go home.
Thank you. And that is what I do. Drink responsibly.
Drink very, very responsibly.
So your green light for Lego.
Yeah, I'm going green as well. You've sold me because I came in with an Ozza. It was an orange Jack.
Right, okay, sorry. An Ozza Osborne.
Now let me just go onto my notes because...
Yeah, you're prepped up.
Red light, green light. Probably done this one before. Peeing in the shower.
You've done it.
Fuck it. Tell me your answer.
Rather a waffle stomp. Always said it.
Have you ever shat?
No.
Do you know anyone who has shat in the shower?
Can I spin a quick yarn? What?
Something happened when you and I were drinking. You've got a shart story that you haven't told.
When I was drinking?
You and I got drunk middle of December, and there was a shart story that you were meant to tell. Or was I meant to tell?
Weren't you meant to tell?
No, because I haven't sharted.
Neither have I.
Well, then we must be wrong.
You have. You did. You told me this. Lou, I fucking forgot.
I don't.
You did.
I thought you had.
No, you did shart.
No, I don't have a story. I thought you sharted.
You fucking sharted.
I did not, Jack Edward Archdale.
Oh.
I did not shart.
Because now I'm getting memories. Weren't we sitting at that table at the fucking Light Brigade and then you were spinning some shart yarn and did I write this down? I think you've sharted.
No, I have not. I thought you'd sharted.
You know you have because you acted so awkwardly. Lou sharted. What have I got here? Because I definitely didn't shart.
I did not shart. Go back to the peeing in the shower.
Yeah, she wants to go back. The old 10-day love affair might end abruptly. She's not reaching 11 when she's sharting everywhere. He's already had to pick her fucking hair out of her chin, pick her boogers, fucking sleep with her with an eye mask and a teddy. Sharting is sorely, it's as much as I can do, Lou. Now.
Did not shart.
Okay. Okay. I'll save you here. So one of my mates, who shall not be named, shout out to you, big fella.
Well, tell us his name is what he rhymes with.
Shitty, coincidentally enough. You know what? It doesn't matter. We call him Critty. My mate Critty.
Okay. Poor cunt.
So at school, he was doing like a trial thing at school. I think to see whether he liked it, you know, he'd come in fucking like year nine or something like that, like a bit later, and just to see if he liked the school and it fit with him or whatever. Anyhow, this actually happened. Dave Liston was in the shower next to him. They're in the showers. The divider's in the showers. And he's new and Critty's trying to fit in. He's trying to fit in with everyone, be cool, like the cool, funny guy that he is. He's a fucking legend. Mm. Really fucking good bloke. So Dave's standing there showering, soaping up, having a great little thing. And then, you know those little soap trays? Then a little soap tray just gets pushed under his shower with a nugget of shit on it. He looks down and he goes, what the fuck? And then Critty's there. He's like, you get a little present under there? And I was like, what the fuck? He'd done a shit into a little soap tray and pushed it under, thinking that'd be a funny this cool was my, thing.
And in what universe is that a funny gag?
Well, that's,
he's a little bit of shit.
That's where Dave said, I don't fucking know who you are. Why am I currently looking at your fecal matter
I
in a fucking...
I prefer your little turd to not be under in my shower.
Look, I'm trying to get clean here. I'd prefer not to have your shit stinking up the... What's the matter, buddy?
There's a spider crawling.
No, there's not.
No, I come... Get up slowly and come look. I can see him.
Pull it down. Oh, come now. Jesus. It's not even a spider.
It was.
It's just there.
It is a spider. What do you mean it's not even a spider?
Oh, my. You just killed an animal live
on
air.
I did not kill an animal. I flicked him. I flicked him back into the universe of spider
webs. I'd actually, weirdly enough, called him Peter as well. Just then I'd named him Peter. Sorry, Peter.
Do you know what's my favourite? Just that just reminded me. Also, this is our last Red Light Green Light. We're going straight to the hotline. We've been talking absolute shit.
Yeah, correct.
But let me say something. We went to get coffees, me and the 10-day date boy, and he said his name, and it's like the polar opposite of this, and the guy goes, Peter? I fucking love when that happens.
Oh, dude. Oi, I've got a... I saw this on another podcast. I was scrolling through and I saw this on a podcast and I thought it'd be perfect for this podcast. It's going to be very quick. It's just a joke.
Okay. So you're a thief now.
I'm stealing this joke, but I want it to be known that I am stealing this joke.
Yeah, we're thieves.
I've seen this on a podcast, just know.
He sourced it from another podcast.
Wherever I saw this.
I've taken it.
I cannot remember who it was, what it was, but I saw it. I'm stealing it.
Go.
I've got a joke that's going to absolutely knock your tits off. Oh, fuck, you must have already heard it.
I instantly went.
Yeah, correct.
Impossible.
Oh,
that's a good one.
I thought it was a ripper.
It's very good.
Sorry for stealing it, but soz not soz.
Soz not soz.
Haven't prepped a thing.
And you tried to give me shit for not being able to log into my Gmail. If anyone out there is a tech guru and can help me out with that,
I'd love a hand. Knows nothing about a Gmail, but tell you someone who knows a little bit about a G-spot.
Jack Edward Archdale.
What did I say?
That is...
What did I say? So naughty.
You are a...
Hello. There we go.
Bitch.
All right, well...
Who's a naughty little bitch?
I'm a naughty little bitch. Bedwetters, we'll be back in a second with the hotline. We're off air. Fuck, Dior, get this bitch. Honestly, she's fucking me off this episode. Someone sort her out.
Yeah, we'll get onto that. Don't worry. She's getting her pay docked.
You should have played into it like we actually hate each other off
air. Well, I was going to go, sorry, Jack. Oh, be better next time.
Okay.
No, you don't fucking speak until I tell you can.
Guys, I can't work like this.
I'm done. I'm fucking done. I'm fucking done.
I thought the break would fucking fuck it.
I'm fucking done.
I thought the break.
No, Jack. I'm done. I told you, Jock.
Oh, dear. Okay. Let's just go back and see if... Oh, yeah, we got a few on Christmas Day. Let's do some Chrissy Day ones, eh?
Alrighty.
Good morning, Christmas senoritas. I just thought I would give you a little buzz as I have parked my car, Lou, and my phone is up to my ear. But I'm driving to my stepsister's house for Christmas, and there's going to be 10 nieces and nephews there. So I thought I'd listen to the potty first, get a little bit delusional, and then I'll just, you know, jump straight into the manic that is being auntie. But I hope my favourite little senoritas have the best Christmas. Keep pissing and catch your cunts.
Love that. And that is a prime example of how good quality audio can sound.
I think a lot of them sound great.
If you're listening, bedwetters, that is, what would you say that, what are they, what's it like? It's like a the model or like the art, you know? It's like the, you know the word I'm looking for, come
the
on.
The epitome?
No, like the.
I think Dale's right.
Like the showcase, like the, and this is what you aspire to be.
Right.
So what's the word? You fucking idiots.
Love that you're asking me.
The biggest dipshit here.
Fucking
embodiment?
No, is it role model?
Embodiment. That's the embodiment of what the call should be.
Right, okay. Well, but that's what you want, bedwetters.
Oh, do you know I did a fucking... Nah, fuck that. Oi, Dior, what was that photo that was on that TV, the last one?
What?
That screensaver. The last one before that.
Get your ADHD brain back to the fucking hotline.
I'm at work. I'm not fucking watching TV.
Sorry, it was just incredible.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Was it just... Jack, no, Jack.
Why don't you describe it to us?
Was it just incredible? Was it... If it was incredible, we must know.
No, Louisa.
No, Jack.
It was just to die for. Oh, and You've no, darling, you've been working so hard. And I think you should take 3 months off in the middle
you
of
know,
this year.
I was thinking, I was planning on going to Europe for another trip. I think I deserve that.
You've earned it.
I've earned
it. Darling, you have been busting your guts.
It's just, I'm flat out.
I'm so, you know what? I think maybe we should take another break post-Christmas because I just think. This has been a lot.
It's too much.
Okay.
It's just amazing.
This will be a good one, I reckon.
Merry Christmas, you naughty little senorita motherfuckers. Lou, suck me off. Yeah. I love you, cunt.
Excuse me?
Nah, it's good to have a bit of old school Lou hate back from like the
early
days.
Remember when early on? Can we bring back when everyone would call up and go, g'day boys, how are you lads?
G'day ladies. How you going, boys? That was good stuff. Let's do another Christmas one because I'm feeling the Christmas.
No, I'm the Grinch. Further than, go to the 29th.
I like that.
God, this Rolex's time spins very quickly. Bit different to my one. Well, now it's just, you've got a mind of its own. It's going, woo!
She's a rich girl and she's gone too far because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on your influencer money. She's a rich girl.
Hey, coming from the man who's collecting all beers.
Beerfinity stones. Okay, let's hear 29th.
Hello, senorita.
Excuse me, senorita.
We're just wondering if anyone on the Gold Coast wants to root because mummy wants to root. And just to clarify, we're mummy, by the way.
Oh, okay.
And Judge, you did a breakup. Just fucking slant them in. And actually, to be honest, Lou, if you want to root, slant in, baby.
Shit.
Love
ya.
Bye.
Holy shit. If anyone's on the I know that was the 29th,
some
but
girls are keen.
If anyone's on the Gold Coast, you'll be fucking, you're
get
on
it,
like
ladies.
Donkey Kong to get the chongs on.
Get it, ladies.
They wanted a piece of both pies.
Love it.
I'm happy with that. I am.
Well, it's
I
a
have
compliment to
recently
both.
Got engaged.
So you won't be.
Lou is not far off. but really respect it. And I hope. You know what?
I hope they got some.
I hope both of you got your guts rearranged.
Jack
now,
Edward
let's
Archdale,
have a look at what
that is just a phrase we will not be using in 2024.
Sorry.
Say, I hope you made love.
I hope you made sweet, sweet, tender love with anyone. I hope a thousand blossoms bloom. I mean, but I won't be spending any time on it because every 3 months someone gets torn to pieces by a crocodile in northern Queensland. Do you know that?
Oh, it's the politician.
Bob Catter. I mean, let a thousand blossoms flow, as far as I'm concerned. Okay. Let's hit this one.
Hey, bedwetters. Bedwetter here from Brisbane. I've got a bit of a bedwetting story, so long story short, I came home blackout from a night out. And mind you, I'm still living at home with the parents and I nearly set my house on fire by accidentally peeing in the light socket. It shorted my whole house and all of the power went out and we couldn't figure out why until the next morning when we realised there was water in the light socket. So
she
really
just pissed the light socket.
I have on fire because I was so blackout and I peed in a light socket.
She's popped a squat on the socket.
Hooray.
She's popped a socket.
Would there have been one on the wall or one on the floor? You know, like a extension cord?
Good question.
Because on the wall, I feel like the angle you're peeing at.
But
it's a bit
surely
different
she's
from
getting electrocuted. Surely it has to be like she's on the wall pissing and it's dribbling down into it.
Would that, if you pissed on it, would that touch and come back if the stream's so strong that you'd get electrocuted?
Well, you would assume so. Because
but I feel like a stream is different for a female and a male. I feel like it'd be more likely for you to get electrocuted.
I think that if you were to piss in a light socket, surely you're getting electrocuted.
It does say
Water conducts electricity like there's nothing else.
Mm.
Yeah, it says it's rare, but there have been cases where usually men have been shocked when an electrical current travelled up his stream.
Oh, imagine that up your cock. God.
Would you die?
You probably could. You probably could.
Imagine that.
She shorted the whole house by pissing and
sucking. What's it called? A eulogy and R.I.P. to...
It's a urinji.
Very good.
Thank you. R.I.P.
Very good.
Rest in piss. She was a great pisser. Rest in pee.
Rest in pee.
What a eulogy.
Apparently Mythbusters did an episode about electrocuting yourself with piss.
I'll be watching that when I get home, Dior.
They named that episode Pissbusters, I believe.
They did.
And it's
it wasn't ghosts, it was piss.
What? Sorry. Do you think the Mythbusters all about ghosts or something?
No,
or?
But you know the ones where they wear the backpacks and they go hunting the ghosts. But you've got
are Ghostbusters.
You've got a vacuum and you're sucking up piss.
They're Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I'm aware. I'm well aware. All right, give me one from Saturday.
Saturday. What date was that? 6th?
Yep.
That was Lily's birthday.
Yep.
Happy birthday, Lily.
Yeah, hers was the Friday.
Friday.
Friday. Saturday was the next day, champ.
Hey, boys.
Hey, boys. How are we?
We don't know if we're a bit late to the party, but we can't seem to find a photo of Fat Lulu.
Yeah, little Fat Lulu.
Oh,
I think it's important that you do this closing.
Yeah.
We need a visual.
We cannot find it fucking anywhere.
Might need to
please do this. Anyway. Bedwetters for life.
There is.
We will happily upload a photo of little 8-year-old Lily.
I think we've done many, but I do know for a fact that if you scroll down to the early days,
there's a photo.
Our first roast. There's Fat Lou, chinless. Those photos right there.
Speaking of the roast,
third roast.
Time.
I think it's 2024 calls for the third roast. Uh-huh. The toast.
Well, I reckon we've been going for about an hour and a half.
No, I'm going to do one. No, I'm going to do one now that just come in.
Okay, go.
Sup, cunts. Louisa Dowden, I don't want to hear no shit, you mad senior router, about being on speakerphone, because last time I called and I was off speakerphone and I passed the phone to Phoebe over here, I accidentally cunts her in the face. So we've decided to go with speakerphone to limit the injury, quota. We just wanted to say congratulations to Darty. Fuck, you and Steph are so cute. How'd it happen? You're probably going to cover that. I hope you're recording. We miss you. Get her. She's so hot.
Yes.
I think you've known that. We also had a few questions. Okay. Love ya.
It's good stuff.
Very good.
It's healthy stuff. Thank you so
much. Perfect, because we bloody covered that in the first 10 minutes, didn't we?
Covered that in the first 10 minutes.
Isn't that fate?
And I'm very sorry that bedwetters, that... I'm more than happy for you to be on speaker. I'm sorry that Lou is wishing violence upon you.
So sorry, guys. We won't be having that in 2024. It'll be off speakerphone as per usual. And
so sorry.
Because, Judge, I used to work in breakfast radio, if you didn't know. So.
Sorry?
Yes. Yes.
Hold on. What?
Me, Louisa Claire Dalden, I was in breakfast radio. You look so shocked.
I think we need to discuss this.
Do you want me to tell you on the way home?
Well, you haven't fucking told me. No.
I'll tell you.
You're supposed to tell me everything.
I'll tell you the entire.
Sorry,
car ride
home. We've got to go. Jesus Lord.
I'll tell you everything.
What the fuck?
About breakfast radio.
Fuck, bedwetters.
I'm so sorry, I thought I told you that.
Great to be back.
So good to be back.
We've fucking missed you.
Fucking missed you.
Hope you enjoyed the app, and we'll be seeing a lot more of you, and hopefully you'll be seeing a lot more of us. We loved a lot of you. Hooroo.
My sweet angel. So happy to be there. Love you. Bye-bye.
I can't believe you're on fucking breakfast radio.
Yeah, Jack, let's go. Let's talk about breakfast radio.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.